There's that, one's children consists of the sons and the...
And the daughters.
Or the boys and the...
Girls.
The woman who is about to have a baby, you say she's...
She's pregnant, or she's expecting.
You think of anything else that you might have heard besides pregnant or expecting, maybe used jokingly or something like that to describe a condition?
In the family way.
In the family way. Good euphemism.
Mm-hmm.
Something like, one old fella told me, well, she swallowed pumpkin seed. You ever heard something like that?
Mm-mm.
Got a cake in the oven.
A bun in the oven.
Say, way back when, if a doctor wasn't available to deliver the baby, a woman that might be called in.
Would be a midwife.
Do you have the term for midwife?
Maybe a granny woman.
Yeah. But this expression, say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, and maybe his nose is shaped just about the same, you say that he, his father...
Looks just like. Resembles.
Yeah.
Favors.
Could takes after be used in that
I think takes after could be, yeah.
Or say a woman that's looked after three children until they're grown up, you'd say that she's three children.
She's raised three children.
Take a side raised, or you might have heard you say
I can't think of any.
Reared?
Yeah, she's reared three children.
Or say to a child who's misbehaved, you might say, well, if you did that again, I'm going to give you a good
whipping or a good spanking.
About the same thing?
Yeah, they both hurt.
Yes. Or a child that's born to an unmarried woman, common term would be?
He's a bastard.
Anything besides that you'd ever heard?
He's illegitimate. I think they'd probably refer to him in public or among each other as not knowing his father.
Yeah.
And then when they got down to the nitty gritty, bastard would be rolled out.
Yeah. Woods Cult? Have you ever
heard? No.
What about a volunteer?
No. Although that is pretty good.
Quite descriptive. Say, you might, this expression, in comparing children, somebody might say something like, well, now Jane is a loving child, but Peggy's a lot
lovinger, or more loving.
Or say, if your brother had a son, that son would be your...
My nephew.
And, a child, you know, who's both his parents have died, you'd say
he's an orphan.
And the person appointed to look after him would be his
guardian.
Or say if your house was full of people like your aunts and your uncles, you know, and nephews, whatever, you'd say the house is full of your
kin or your relatives.
Besides kin.
Your family.
People around those hills say kin folks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do. Usually they say family more than kin folks.